Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in again to Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you on Blog Talk Radio. We're on every Thursday night at 8:30, and we had a little bit of technical difficulty tonight, but that's okay. We're on the air. I'm not able to log in, so I don't know what's going on with the system. I'm going to keep on trying, but you can still hear me. I hope that it is getting out there in the airwaves and doing what it needs to do. And we're just so ever grateful to have you join us. So if you're trying to log in, I might not be able to see you on the switchboard tonight, but I'm hoping that it will load up for me, and we can move on with our topic for tonight. But I want to just say thank you to those that are listening to the show tonight. We want to congratulate all the people who are hanging out with us and just say thank you. I know it's graduation time, so I want to, and why I'm saying congratulations is because some of my listeners are in college and they're graduating this month. So I wanted to say congratulations to them all. And so we're so excited. And we want to especially send a shout out to Bryant and Stratton College because we know that those young people over there are really doing great things. And we just want to let them know that we're thinking about them. I met some wonderful people there, and we're just so excited. So we just hope that you're listening tonight, and if you're trying to get to the switchboard, I'm not able to get it up. I don't know what's going on with that, but hopefully it will take care of itself, and it's I think it's loading up now, but I'm still not sure if we're there, so hopefully you'll be able to hear us tonight. But anyway, we're going to go on with the show because the show must go on. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and we're here on Issues Concerning Women to talk about real issues that women and their families are facing today. We love to inspire you, to empower you, and to encourage you, and we want to be a mentor to you. And this forum is just for that. We're open to just all kinds of discussions. We've had all kinds of people on the show. We have authors and poets and business people. And I wanted to say thank you to Cynthia Tyler for her group helping out with the prayer breakfast on Saturday. We were at the Mary Center, and it was an exciting time. We had a great time there. And if you missed it and you want to know more about it, just send your email, and we'll let you know more about it. Or go to the website, because everything is on the website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. So we are excited about all the things that God is letting us do with the program. We're starting our membership drive again, so if you're interested in being a member of Issues Concerning Women, please don't hesitate to call me. Call me at 757-567-6734. If you want to go to the website, it's www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, just like it sounds, ISSUES. concerningwomen.com. I've had a busy week this week, but I'm excited. I know I owe some folks some phone calls and some email back, but we're working on that, and God has really been good. So we want to talk tonight about small business and how you can make your business grow, how you can get the big clients even when you're a small business. But before we do that, we just also want to give you a couple of other announcements, things that are going on. On June 4th, we're having the Writers Conference, which is an empowering conference for authors or aspiring authors who are interested in learning how they can get their books published. We're co-hosting with Renee Bob from Tennessee. She's from Memphis, and she's going to be at the Central Library in Virginia Beach, Virginia. If you're interested in learning more about that, you can go to the website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, or you can call me, 757-567-6734, or you can shoot me a personal email, CineDesignall.com. My new book is coming out. There's Power in the Plan. I'm so excited about that, so you do want to get that. And I thank everyone for their support and what they've been helping me to get things done. And I send a special thank you to all my girlfriends, and they know who they are, who had my back from the beginning. And I thank you ladies so much for hanging in there with me and being on my mentorship team and being my sister girls and helping me get some things done. So I thank you all for that. And I especially want to just let you all know that nothing is more important than having friends and family to support you. You must have that no matter what endeavor you're doing, what business you're starting, how you're going to get things done. You need to have somebody to help you do that. So we are just excited about all our new listeners. We want to say thank you. We really appreciate you. For our followers, we want to say thank you. I don't get the opportunity a lot to spend a lot of time doing all the things I want to do because, you know, it's only so many hours in a day, and sometimes I neglect to say thank you. But ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say thank you for all your support, for following the program. I am just so excited when I go on and I see all the people that are following the show. So thank you so much. We really, really appreciate it. Tonight, we want to talk about how to win big clients, how to attract those clients, even though you're a small business. It doesn't matter if you just started out, if you've been in business for a while, and you're revamping your business, or you're in the midst of transitioning. What you want to do is appeal to those larger organizations, because we have found, and we talk about this all the time in our counseling sessions and when we're cheering others on, that we can't always go for the little guy. That's good. We treat them the same way. We give them good customer service. But we need to start going for the larger corporations and large businesses so that we can make the kind of money that we need to make. I know that things are not as they used to be as far as people reaching out to you and calling you to do different things, but you have to stay on your course and do what God has ordained for you to do. Go after the big business. All they can say is no. They don't have to know that you're a one-man show or a two-man show. If you present yourself in a professional way, they will select you over a larger corporation. Why? Because they're going to get personal service, and two, they're going to know that you're going to get the job done because you have something to prove to them, and they understand that. That's what big business is all about. We talk about the bottom line, and that's where we have to be now in our businesses. We have to be about the bottom line. It can no longer be about, I'm going to get one here this week and one small one there. And that. No, we have to form the big picture. We have to plan it. We have to know what we want. We have to go out there it. Because there's power in the plan. If you want to get my new book that's coming out, please contact me because it's great information in there. It's all about where you want to go, how you're going to set your goals, and how you're going to do it. We talk about so many things in the book, and I don't want to get into that tonight, but I'm probably going to do that segment next week about the book. But just know it's there, and you can start pre-ordering now. The early bird, the book is going to be $13, and then after that, the book is going to be $15 because we're going to do, you know, the book signings and all of that, and we're going to, the first edition, we'll do it at a lower price, and then we'll go back to the regular price. So we're so excited about the book. There's just so much that we have going on there. It's just concerning women. But we're going to go ahead and get started with our topic, so I hope you have your pencils and paper ready. If you're just tuning in, this is Issues Concerning Women. Get ready. We're going to talk about how to win those big clients with your small business. We know that you want more business and you want bigger business and you want better business. You want those long-term committed companies, those organizations that are established. You want to let them know that you're actually able to do marketing, sales, and whatever else they are looking for. You want to be knocking on those doors for much bigger business at this point, and especially if you've been in business for a while. You know, if you're a newbie to the business, you may need some coaching, and we can help you with that. But if you want more large organizations that fit your profile, You got to start knocking on those doors yourself. You're going to need to project the image that warrants the proposed relationship you're attempting to build. Now, let me explain that. When you're going after big business, you have to know what you're doing, first of all, because we don't want you going in there half-stepping because they're going to see right through you. You have to know what you're doing. Know your business backwards and forwards. Know what you're capable of. And if you don't have all the skills that you need, you partner with somebody so you can get that big business dollars. You want to look the part. You want to look like what you're talking about. You don't want to go, again, and not be prepared for your presentation. You don't want to just hand them a proposal and think that's going to get you the business. First, you have to build a relationship. And I think that's where we get off on the wrong foot sometimes. Sometimes we send out the proposals, giving them prices, but they see no value in us as a company because they don't know you from any other organization. What makes you so different from everybody else? So first of all, you want to meet the head honcho, who you need to meet that writes the checks, and however many doors you have to go through to get to that door, that's what you want to do. You don't want to give a proposal to just anybody. You want to make sure that the person that you give the proposal to has some bargaining that you can work with. If they're the assistant to the office manager, that's not the person you want to see. You want to get higher up within the company, and there may not be opportunity for you to meet the CEO of the company or the CFO, but there is somebody close enough that you can get in and talk with. So if you have to start with the assistant, you do that, you build that relationship, then you meet the office manager, build that relationship, and you keep going through whatever doors you need to go through. Can you scale your image to meet and beat your competition? Because what if you're offering the same products as everybody else, that if you're doing consulting, for example, and you're offering the same consulting services that the other consultants are offering, what makes you different than your competition? How can you beat what they're offering? You know you must take some effort, real effort, to beat your competition. What I'm referring to is content, not the standard optimized content updates that are so popular with so many search engines and search engine providers, but real top-tier marketing content that redefines who you are, what you do, and why. Because you know you can go on any Google, any organization, and they're all going to tell you the same thing. We're fantastic. We're great to work with. We won't be sorry. We guarantee our work, so on and so on and so on. But are you the top-tier marketing consultant? What redefines you? Who are you? What do you do and why? Most business services are big on promises and features, but offer very little depth in terms of background, leadership, and other things that companies are looking for. So if you're a company, you've been in business for a while, you know that a large organization is going to check your background, so you need to have your A content together. You need to have your instructions, manuals ready. You need to have your proposals ready when that time comes. You need to have your marketing strategy. You need to have everything that you need as a consultant so you can get your foot through that door. Because they just don't want to hire you because it looks good on paper. They want to know that you're going to get the job done. So redefining yourself in terms of your history, your mission, your philosophy, your quality, your support, your community, your collateral, and your evidence. I'm going to repeat those because I know you might have missed some of them, but all these things are key parts of the image you need to establish to begin getting those high-end clients, those top-tier clients that you're looking for. Those clients are going to put funds in your bank account. You're no longer looking for the little guy. He's going to come. The little guy's going to come because he needs your services. But now you're going to be looking for those companies that can pay you what you're worth. You're going to stop doing free consulting. You're going to stop doing free accounting. You're going to stop doing free bookkeeping. You're going to stop doing everything free. You're going to start asking for what you're worth. And you have to work with businesses that can afford to hire you. redefining yourself in terms of, and here we go with the list again, your history, your mission, your philosophy, your quality, your support, your community, your collateral, and your evidence. Because when you look at where you are and other folks start examining who you are, they're going to be looking at you really closely, and you have to have your A-plus content in order. And if you don't have that, you're not going to be able to win the big business. You're not going to get those big clients. You're still going to be a small business, and you're not going to be able to grow. We don't want you to be stuck in the same place year after year after year. We look at some organizations, they start and rock the bet. They do very well in the beginning. Why? Because they're enthusiastic. They know what they want. They're going after it. They're determined to make a difference. Whatever their business is, even if it's just selling dresses, they're going to have their key products. They're going to have their best products. They're going to have the products that are going to draw people in, and then they're going to upsell. Because they're not just going to be selling dresses. If you're in the dressmaking business, you want to have other things that go along with that to make your dress-selling business a big business. So what are you going to have? You're going to have jewelry to accessorize. Because you know women, if they're looking at a dress, they have to have jewelry to go with that. What else do you need to have? If you can have shoes for them to look at and try on with the dresses, not necessarily do you want to sell shoes, but the shoes are another accessory. Handbags are an accessory. What about hats? What about fascinators? You know that every woman in America is fascinated by the fascinator, you know. Why? Because the royal family, that's what they wear. We've been wearing them for a while. The other program that I love so much, Sex and the City, that young lady, Carrie Bradshaw, on the show, she wore one for her wedding. So these are very popular. So if you have dresses, why not have accessories to go along with it? So your business can grow. You make your business bigger. And we're just using the dress business as an example because, of course, I love fashion, so I know a little bit about it, so I can talk about it. So I know as a woman what I like. If you're doing the male wardrobe and you're doing suits, what else are you? You're just not going to sell suits. You're going to sell shirts. You're going to sell ties. You're going to sell hankies or pocket squares. That's what they call them. You're going to have everything that a man needs, the socks, to go along with that. Why? Because when he's getting dressed at your shop, you need to be able to say, this would look good with this. You know, this would benefit you to get this while he's here because it might be gone when you come back. So what are you going to do? You're going to start thinking about your business as a entity, not just a small business anymore. So let's take it for another spin. Let's say you're in the consulting business. You offer them consulting services, and you specialize in business consulting. But you want to also be able to help them in other areas, such as their marketing. So you need to bone up on your skills for your marketing because as you're helping them with their business, you need to be able to give them strategies that they can use to help them to get the marketing because guess what? You're coaching them and consulting with them about their business, but they have to market the business so that they can do what? So they can sell. See where I'm going with this. And this is not nothing that you don't know. You already know this. But just looking at it differently. Look at it different. Look at it as a entity, not just I'm just a consultant or I'm just a coach. You have to have other selling products. Let's say you specialize in life consulting, life coaching, but you have a client that has spiritual issues. What are you going to do now? You're going to partner with a spiritual coach to help your client because your client has to feel like they're getting the value of your coaching so that they can go out and tell somebody else how wonderful you were and how you brought somebody else in for another area that they were not an expert in. How great would this look on your resume? How great would this look when you're getting referrals? Because what are you doing? You're upselling. Even though you're still charging the same amount, and you, of course you have to pay your spiritual coach something, but you are willing to do that because it's going to help you. So partnering with somebody is going to help your business grow. That is a key factor in growing a business today. We can no longer think like we used to think. This is nothing new, but you just have to rethink it and think about what you're doing. If you're a beautician, your key job is to do hair. So whatever you specialize in, you know, you're a roundabout beautician. You do relaxers and you can do braids. But are you selling products? Every client that sits in your chair, you should be introducing them to a product. Why? Because that's upsells. Why? That increases your business. Why? The silk cars. When I go to the hairdresser, I get what they call a silk wrap. My beautician should always say, do you have one? Even though she knows I have one, she should ask me, do I need another one? Or would I like another color? Because, you know, ladies, we want to change up sometimes, you know. They should be asking you, do you need something else? Do you need more products? What are you using on your hair? And they should be upselling you. This is going to make your business grow. Barbers the same way. If you're using a special lotion or something on the men's faces when you're cutting their hair and doing their mustaches, tell them some of that. Up your products. Have cologne in your barbershop. Because men want to smell good, too. So these are just some thoughts that you need to think about. So you want to look at your business more closely now. You want to look at your history. Your history, your company history, your key recognitions, your client engagements. Try to get back and go back into your files about 10 years, see where you were then and where you are today, especially if you've been in business a long time. But if you're new to the business, then you don't have history yet. So you're going to make history. You're going to do wonderful things. Your mission, much more than just what you do statement, but a well-conceived overview of why you dare to exist. Put a significant amount of thought into this. Many of companies have grown over 100 years. You see companies that have been in business for 100 years, and you go, oh, my God, how do they do that? Why? They leave a legacy for their families. They pass it down from generation to generation to generation. Are you going to be able to do that with your business? This is something that you should be trying to achieve in your business. You know, it's nothing wrong with leaving a legacy. That's what you're here for, to leave a legacy for your children, for the next generation and the next generation to come. That's what we all should be aspiring to do. Now, I know some, you know, the billionaires, they talk about they don't want to leave their kids everything, but we have to leave them something to build on. Because our parents weren't able to do it for us, and we are able to do it for our kids. We don't want to spoil them. We do want to teach them the business. We do want them to know. So start grooming your young people when they're young. If they're interested in your business or if they're going to do something different, you still groom them because you're getting them ready to go out into the world. Your philosophy, very crucial to who you are. It shows what you think about, and it shows more than the bottom line. Be something that your clients can believe in. Make it a strong and reflective and positive influence that drives your market. Because what are you doing now? You're changing the way that you're doing business. You're always thinking about, how can I get this business to where I want it to be? We always talk about taking it to the next level, but if you start doing the things that I've listed today, you can't help but to go to the next level. There is no way possible that you can stay the same. Research. Do you know your client? Do you understand what they need? Can you provide any insight on what you can help them do? Once you meet them and you're in their presence and you know more about the company, then you can ask them, how can I help you? Because what are you doing? You're upselling yourself, your brand, who you are. You're letting them know that I'm not just here for me. I'm here for you too. The quality of service, you really have to do this right. You really have to know what you're doing and how to hold monthly and quarterly reviews and define the strategies to improve what you're doing on an ongoing basis. You must establish a defined quality control program, and this is key if you want to play with the big boys. This is key if you want to move your company from just being a small business to being a business that the larger corporations are going to call on. Do you offer support? We were just talking about that. If you don't, then you need to step it up. support. You have to offer that to them. Do you have guarantees on your work? Are you assigning your support managers? If you don't have one and you're too small to have one, then you're the support manager, and you let them know that your support manager is going to be on this thing until you can hire somebody. So you're going to be doing what you need to do to help these businesses grow, to support them in everything that they need. Because, one, they're hiring you because of all the above things, your history, your mission, your philosophy, your research, your quality. So now you have to show them what you have to offer, that you're there to support them. Do you engage the larger community of your peers? Do you know other consultants? Do you know other beauticians? Do you know other dressmakers? Whatever your business is, do you know other writers? You got to get out there and be in the community. You have to be involved. You cannot sit at home behind your computer. Some people can do that, and it works fine for them, especially if they're writers or someone that they can do that from home. But if you have the kind of business that you need to interact with people, 90% of your best clients will come from relationships that you have started at networking and social networking events. So don't ever forget that. You got to be out there. And that's one of the things that I have to do more of, because I'm not just telling you what you need to do. This is for me, too. And every time every time I say that, I know people probably laugh, you know, because I'm the teacher, so, you know, the teacher should already be doing this. But sometimes the teacher gets sidetracked. Sometimes the teacher doesn't do what she's supposed to do. But, again, we got to get out in the community. We have to set aside time to meet with top executives. We have to go where the action is, collateral. Can you deliver the goods? What do you have that your prospective clients can hold in their hands? What do they have that are going to prove to them that you can do your service? Or better yet, help them understand how to save money by hiring you. Because if you're in a consultant business, that's what you want. You want to teach them how you're going to help them to save money. Because first of all, you have to be a value to them. Second of all, you have to save them money. Third of all, you have to know that is more than just you telling them what you can do. You have to be able to produce and prove what you're saying. So I know this has been a mouthful, but I'm hoping that you were able to write some things down, and I hope it was able to help you. We want to thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I love what I do. I hope that you know that. I hope that you will continue to follow us and that you will continue to listen to the show. It's been my pleasure to be with you tonight. I hope that what I've taught you tonight will take you to that next level to get those big clients that you need. Send me an email. Tell me all about it. I want to hear about it. We're so excited to be with you tonight, but we're looking forward to being with you next week. We're going to talk more about the book. So if you want to call me after the show, 757-567-6734, or go to the website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. We are so excited to be with you every Thursday night, 8:30. Tell your friends. God bless you, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.